Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And today we'll be talking with Rotarian Agatha Basilar and director and producer Rebecca Davis about the new film Join or Die. And it's about civic engagement that's vital to American democracy. And I believe I forgot to say, not only is she director, but she's the producer.
Right, right.
Right.
And we're going to find out more about the film from Rebecca Davis. But first, we want to say good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning, Agatha.
Good morning.
When I was in high school and studied social studies a gazillion years ago, they had a flag that they showed us in the textbook of a snake chopped into pieces, and each of the pieces represented one of the colonies. And Benjamin Franklin said, "We must join or die," because they were talking about, of course, the American Revolution.
Right.
That's not what this film is about, but was that part of the idea behind it, Rebecca?
It was. I mean, we were definitely kind of, you know, drawing on that historical reference and that historical message in a moment where, you know, America is experiencing some of the highest levels of polarization that we've experienced since the Civil War. And, you know, we realize it's a provocative title.
Yeah, a little.
we really feel the stakes are that high right now. And as we touch on in the film, it's not just for the strength of our democracy succeeding, this need to reinvest in our civic engagement and in our communities. But it also has real impacts on our health. And so we wanted to kind of point to those two things, both on the individual level and on the collective.
Now, your film is based upon the works of a professor who had a book called Bowling Alone. What's the professor's name? And what's Bowling Alone all about?
Yeah, so his name is Robert D. Putnam. He is author of Bowling Alone, and it was a book that came out in the year 2000. And in a lot of ways, you know, I think this book was very prescient and ahead of its time. You know, it was coming out at a moment, you know, before, you know, 9/11 happened. Mm-hmm. You know, before this moment when a lot of us are looking around and not needing data to tell us that things are feeling a little off in our communities and in our personal lives. And we thought it was, you know, time to revisit that message from his famous book. Robert Putnam has written many, many famous books about religion in America, also a book called American Grace, a book about inequality called Our Kids, and also has a recent book out called The Upswing that charts a lot of the similar themes of the film, which try to give kind of some hopeful references in history as we look to kind of pull ourselves out of this moment.
And, you know, there's no finer example of a young person becoming active in our community than Agatha Basilar, who is a member of the Red Hook Rotary Club and executive director of the Red Hook Chamber of Commerce. Agatha, what made you decide to join the Rotary Club, where everybody except you is old enough to be your parents or grandparents in my case?
That's funny. So the reason I joined the Rotary Club right around the time that I moved here to Red Hook about 2 years ago was the book Dedicated, and which the subtitle is Commitment in the Age of Infinite Scrolling. And that book is written by Pete Davis, who is Rebecca's brother and also one of the producers of this film, Join or Die. And what the book Dedicated is all about is that we should commit ourselves to our local community and get involved. And, you know, people my age, I'm a millennial, we tend to have this quirky characteristic that if an organization doesn't fit every single one of our identifiers, then we just scoff at it or we just don't join. And it's true. In Rotary, I was the youngest person by far. There are things that are done that maybe were done for years and years and years, but that book really helped me come in with a certain sense of commitment that I'm going to join no matter what. I want to join groups like this, and it really paid off. The Rotary Club is something that makes me incredibly hopeful, because anytime I have an idea to do something in my community, I already have a first ring of people of who to go to that I'm already seeing on a regular basis. And another example that came out of that book was, why was Martin Luther King Jr. able to be such an effective leader in the civil rights movement? It's not because, like, how did all these people just point to this person? It's because he was showing up to regular meetings of all kinds, day in and day out. And so you need these kind of relationships with people. So I was such a fan of the book. It became such a North Star inspiration for me that I followed Pete's work. And that's how I heard about the documentary and wanted to bring it to our community.
Agatha, how old are you?
I am 31 years old.
I can see you. Unfortunately, you know, our listeners can't. I thought you were in your early 20s. I mean, you're so young and you're so vibrant and you're just so energetic, but I'm amazed. I mean, yeah, we need young people like you and your thoughts and your energy, and I'm amazed, but keep going. I'm in awe. Yeah.
Rebecca, getting back to your film, Join or Die, which yes. Looks into the fact that so many fewer people in America are joining groups. I mean, my parents' yes. generation, my dad joined the American Legion as a World War II veteran. My mother had a Mahjong group. I mean, there was always socialization, even though my parents were kind of poor. And, you know, I've been a member of professional associations. I've been almost a 20-year member of Rotary. My wife joins groups. But our kids don't. We have children who are probably your age, in fact, a bit older. And they're not joining because they're all doing their socializing on screens and with the telephone mm-hmm. and the smartphone. And they sort of be isolated. Is that the problem here today, Rebecca?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing we're hoping to inspire with this film and give people examples of, and, you know, as Agatha mentioned, Pete, my brother, who I've co-produced the film with, I should mention he's unfortunately not with us today, but, you know, this has been in both of our lives. I think these were really foundational issues in our family, is joining and community and the world transforms lives and transforms our cities and towns and countries. You know, we chart a lot of the same things, and we're trying to give examples in the film of things to look for inspiration. And, you know, Kathy, you just mentioned Agatha, you know, I thought you might've been in your 20s. Mm-hmm. That's weird now, right? Maybe because a lot of, as the data has bared out and as we see in a lot of our organizations, there has been a real fall off in younger yes. members. But what we hope to point to in the film is people like Paul Harris, who started the Rotary Club. He was a guy in his 20s, you know, mm-hmm. started it, and we pulled all this amazing archival material of, you know, Paul Harris and his five friends, and, you know, the Rotary Club. Now I'm in Mexico City actually at the moment as we're recording this, and in my time here I've passed by several different Rotary Club kind of ephemera on the streets, the symbol that you have of the Rotary wheel, you know, and I'm always amazed, knowing the history that I know, having worked on this film, that you know, that was just five guys in their 20s that got together.
Mm-hmm. I would have found more about this great documentary, Join or Die, from our terrific guests, Rotarian Agatha Bacelar and motion picture director and producer Rebecca Davis, right after Kathy Kruger tells us who allows us to produce Radio Rotary every week by being our sponsors.
Radio Rotary is sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
I'll be back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the Village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeboser. With me is my co-host and our producer, Kathy Kruger. And speaking of producers, we have an actual movie producer and director as our guest and also a great Rotarian. And Kathy's going to introduce them both. Kathy, take it away.
Yes, we have Rotarian Agatha Bacelar, and we have Rebecca Davis, who is the director and producer of the film Join or Die. And we're going to have them talk about this wonderful film about American democracy. So please take it away and tell us about this wonderful, wonderful film. And that's coming up August 30th. Is that correct?
Right. So Rebecca, tell us about the film. What's it all about?
Yes.
Yeah, so the film charts the work of Harvard social scientist Robert Putnam, who spent his career studying community in America and trends in very regular things, like how much we picnic, how much we have dinner parties, how much do we go to town hall meetings, and, you know, ended up finding something that maybe a lot of us don't need data to know is true, is that there has been an incredible decline in American participation.
Well, Rebecca, can I just give some of the figures off your great website? Join or Die, there's from 1970s to 1990s, there's been a 40% decline in Americans attending even one public meeting, a 60% decline in going on a picnic with your family, a 50% decline in taking any leadership role in any local organization, a 35% decline in going to church or synagogue or mosque, a 50% decline from the 1970s to 1990s in attending any club meeting. A 66% decline in union membership. That's incredible. You know, for somebody like myself,
that's sad,
and my wife, who have always been active locally and enjoy it because we feel we're making a substantial contribution to our hometown of Red Hook, this just boggles my mind. And, you know, it can also get dangerous because the local volunteer fire departments can't get staff. And, you know, you have a fire in your house, you want a whole bunch of firemen and firefighters showing up. Rebecca, how did all these numbers come about? I mean, what caused this?
Yeah, I mean, causes can be a little bit harder from a social science perspective. One thing that we highlight in the film is, you know, there's been a great increase at over that same time in TV watching habits.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a part of the mystery that Robert Putnam points to. But you know, what he's careful to say is, you know, it's not just any one thing. There have been many, you know, trends in changes over, you know, these past decades. What he does point to definitively, though, is there is a real connection between the strength of our democracies, and this idea that he refers to as social capital, and, you know, how much we are joining and participating. And in the film, you know, his way that he's able to prove that definitively is an earlier study that he actually did in Italy, where he studied Italian regionalization and Italian democracy and found that secret sauce was the social capital. And then in turning his eyes to America, you know, knew that it was not good, that our social capital, our civic life was declining, that it would not be good for our democracy.
Now, Agatha, you've always been involved, not just locally when you came here to Red Hook and joined the Rotary Club and became executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, but you ran for Congress out in the West Coast, didn't you?
I did.
Wow.
And came very close, right?
Oh, no. It was an audacious move. I was very much inspired by some of these upstart young people and women and all sorts of new people running for office. And our incumbent was Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi will not step down until she decides to do so. But she had not had a Democratic challenger in a general election for 33 years. And that includes even a public debate. So since San Francisco has an open primary where two Democrats can advance to the general, I wanted to try to be that person.
Good for you.
Good for you for trying. I think it's the whole idea behind this film, Rebecca, right, is that we want people to get off the couch and go out and try and help their communities through joining organizations. But one interesting aspect of it, and it's very relevant to Red Hook, where our bowling alley, which has been open for decades, recently closed, is this Dr. Robert Putnam, who you have as featured in the film from Harvard, right? He's from Harvard?
Yep.
He had a book, Bowling Alone, because he said, yeah, people are still going out bowling, but the bowling leagues have stopped. Did COVID take part in this? I mean, you say there's a lot of television watching, but the television has been around since the 1950s. Did COVID have a part in this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what we don't know, we were working on the film through COVID. So, you know, and I think we don't know how that data is going to bear out. I think what our hope is that COVID was a natural experiment in a lot of ways for all of us to know that it didn't feel the same when we meet up with our grandparents for their birthday on Zoom versus when we can be there in person to hug them. And I think our hope is that, you know, the film has now come out in a moment where we're all coming out of, you know, these very hard years. We need to learn how to use those muscles again to kind mm-hmm. of get out in person. The crisis was there before COVID, certainly. Going through that, you know, did not help the situation. And for places like bowling alleys or community theaters that were, you know, maybe already struggling, this certainly hasn't helped. But we need all hands on deck, you know, working to double down on those efforts now.
But what about...
Yeah, go ahead, Kathy. I'm sorry.
But I mean, television, yeah, you already mentioned, but the cell phones, I think, and the computers. I mean, we just are... We spend too much time on the computer. We spend too much time on the cell phones. I mean, I'm always yelling at my grandchildren for when I visit them. It's just like, that's my big thing with them is that I'm here to visit you and I want to spend time with you and I want you to put away your cell phone and I want you to put away your computer. And I think that that's the problem. And we don't know how to talk to each other or our grandchildren and how to visit them and take them to a park and take them to, they don't know how to talk to us anymore. I feel like, you know, or vice versa. They don't know how to talk to us.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, that's something we can all look to and kind of explore how that's impacting. But I think a thing that really drew me to Robert Putnam's work that was so interesting, you know, and those stats that Jonah, you read off earlier, you know, those trends were in the 1990s. Our iPhones didn't, you know, hit the market until
Good point.
Yes.
You know, and so these declines were happening long before.
You're right. Yeah.
There might be some acceleration happening since, you know, Bowling Alone came out, and it certainly hasn't turned around mm-hmm. since 2000.
Now, Agatha, Red Hook Rotary Club is one of the hosts of the showing of Join or Die. Why don't you give us the details about that since you're going to be the mistress of ceremonies?
Sure. I'm so excited that people in and around Red Hook will have the opportunity to see this documentary. We have a one-time screening that's happening on August 30th, starting at 5:15 p.m. And we'll even have Rebecca and Pete, the two producers, joining us virtually for a Q&A afterwards. It's located at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck, and Upstate Films was gracious enough to donate their theater. We'll have 150 seats available. Tickets are free. All you have to do is reserve them online, and we hope to see you there.
And what's the website, Agatha?
It's upstatefilms.org. And once you get on the website, you'll just look for Star Cinema and the film Join or Die, and then you can book your ticket there.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper because we'll have Agatha repeat that in the next portion of the program, which will happen right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi. This is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeb-Wasser, and with me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger, who's going to introduce our two fabulous guests. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yes, we have just fantastic guests today. We have Rotarian Agatha Bacelar, and we have director and producer Rebecca Davis, and they are both talking about this wonderful film, Join or Die, about civic engagement vital to American democracy. Welcome, and thank you for being here and telling us about this wonderful film.
And Agatha, there's going to be a free showing at Upstate Films when?
The screening is on August 30th at 5:15 p.m. at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck. And tickets are free.
And to get tickets, you go online to?
Upstatefilms.org.
All right. And Agatha is going to be the mistress of ceremonies. She's going to be taking questions and answers from Rebecca Davis and her brother, Pete Davis, who are the producers and directors. So it's a great movie. You're going to enjoy it, and you're going to be able to talk to the two brilliant lights behind it. Yes, Kathy?
And tell us, because I've lived in the Hudson Valley for like 35 years, and I didn't know where this was located.
Upstate Films is an independent theater. They have two locations, one in Rhinebeck, one across the river in Saugerties. But the one in Rhinebeck, where the screening is happening, is right in the center, like near the main intersection. What's the restaurant it's next to, Jonah?
It's right by Forces Coach House.
Yes.
Where after you watch the screening at 5:15, you can have dinner.
Yeah.
One of our favorite places, Forces Coach House.
Yes. It's a paper trail. Right. You know the job.
That I know.
Folks at home, get a pencil and paper, because Agatha will repeat that before the end of the program, but it's going to be at Upstate Films August 30th, which is a Wednesday at 5:15 p.m. And for tickets, Agatha, they go to?
Upstatefilms.org.
All right, now let's get back to Rebecca Davis, who is the one of the producers and directors of Join or Die. And for those who may have joined us late, give us the background of the film, what it's all about, why you think it's important, and tell us about some of the stellar personalities you have in this documentary.
Yeah, so the film is about the research of Harvard social scientist Robert Putnam, who spent a large majority of his career studying community life in America and specifically looking at its shocking decline trends over the last half century. And, you know, in our film, we look to spend time with Robert as he, you know, talks about his data, but then also offer some hopeful examples, looking to people like Paul Harris, who started the Rotary Club, as inspirations from history to how to turn around these trends in the moment that we're in right now.
Now, Rebecca, I can understand if people don't join their local Rotary Club, it's tougher to get people to do charitable work like we do in Rotary, or they don't join the fire department. You might have not enough people on hand to put out a fire, but your theory and Dr. Putnam's theory is that this somehow is going to adversely affect American democracy. How does that link up?
Yeah, I mean, these organizations, as everyone on this podcast know, are where we learn democracy on the small scale. We learn how to hold office. So we learn to argue when there are disputes and figure things out and solve problems collectively. And these are very important skills that we have to learn. Democracy's become a spectator sport in our country, where many of us sit home, whether we're watching MSNBC or Fox, and watch what's happening in Washington, but aren't participating in our own towns where we can really make a difference.
Now, you mentioned two examples of what they call silo or not listening to each other. I mean, when I was a young man, there were three television networks, all right? And you either saw Walter Cronkite, or you saw Huntley and Brinkley, or you saw Peter Jennings, all right? And they all sort of threw it down the middle. Everyone had a common reference here. But now, as you say, all this one group watches MSNBC and another group watches Fox, and they're not talking to each other. Is this part of the problem that Dr. Putnam goes into in Join or Die?
Yeah, I mean, one reason, you know, he used Bowling Alone as the title is, you know, he looked also at the decline in our bowling leagues, which were in decline as much as our participation in local city politics was in decline. But, you know, he looked to the bowling alley as a place where we could come together, not over politics. And he argues that we need more spaces like that, where we're coming together around, you know, places that we love, about passions that, you know, then people that maybe are on the other side of the aisle politically don't seem so far if it's, you know, Ted who's on the bowling team with you or whatever, you know. In this way, it's kind of more of a metaphor for him. So everyone needs to find their proverbial bowling league, you know, maybe it's their party club or their book club. But more and more in this hyper-polarized moment that we're living in, a lot of our outside activity, if we are involved in something, is very politically charged. Mm-hmm. And he argues that we need more spaces where we're coming together around place and shared passion to kind of bring down the temperature a little bit.
Right, because once you've broken bread with someone and you're in a regular contact with them at a club, even if they do have diametrically opposed views of yours, you say, well, you know, he's a regular guy. I like him. He's a friend. She's too, okay. All right, we can disagree without being disagreeable. Right. Now, one of the places that this is great for is Rotary, and Agatha Basilar is one of our outstanding Red Hook Rotarians. And Agatha, tell us about the Red Hook Rotary Club. Where does it meet?
We meet every Tuesday morning, and we alternate between Zoom and a local cafe. Lately, we've been meeting at Locavore in Red Hook.
Mm-hmm. Right, on West Market Street. And Kathy wants to know,
how's the food?
That's pretty good. They actually supply us with different coffees and teas and pastries, chia puddings.
Variety. I've been there. Yeah, nice. It's great.
And a delicious egg sandwich with on a sort of a English crumpet type of thing. And if you're not in the Red Hook area and can't join us for the Record Rotary Club, but would like to get involved with Rotary and Service Above Self and get to meet people, join or democracy dies, as Rebecca says. Go to Rotary.org, R-O-T-A-R-Y.org. Click on the club locator button. Type in your hometown. Find out where your local Rotary Club meets. Join us for the fun, the food, the fellowship. Meet great people like Agatha Basilar and maybe even Rebecca Davis, who we're going to convince to join her local Rotary Club. So, Agatha, tell us again about the free showing of Join or Die.
Yes, it's coming up on Wednesday, August 30th at 5:15 p.m. right in Red Hook at Upstate Films. And you can get your free tickets at upstatefilms.org.
That's right. Upstate Films is in Rhinebeck, right by Forces Coach House. Kathy.
And you wanted to know about the Stellar.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Rebecca, some of the big names you've got on your film, who are they?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it speaks to the impact of Bob's work on so many different peoples and across the political aisle. So we were able to get an interview with Hillary Clinton, her and Bill Clinton, while he was in office, had Bob to Camp David to advise them on this this crisis and community decline. We have Surgeon General Vivek Murthy speaking to the health implications of isolation and declining community participation on the personal level. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg speaking to how we design our cities and how we can design them with community in mind. And a whole host of other very impressive academics, you know, sitting alongside Bob.
Rebecca, in a few seconds we have left, give us the great message of your film, why it's important to get involved in groups in their community.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir for any Rotarians who are listening to this, but I think our hope with the film is that, you know, people like members of the Rotary Club will feel bolstered knowing that the work they're doing has very, very big, you know, implications for the strength of our community and our country. It is not a small thing to be going to those breakfasts week after week. That is, you know, how we come together to get stuff done in our democracy. And for people on the sidelines, our hope is that the film inspires them to get off, join up, and do something good for themselves and for our country.
And Agatha, give us the information again about getting free tickets on August 30th at 5:15 at Upstate Films.
Please be a joiner and join us on Wednesday, August 30th at 5:15 p.m. at Upstate Films.
And the website?
And the website again is upstatefilms.org.
Agatha Basilar and Rebecca Davis, thank you so much for everything you're doing to preserve American democracy. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
Speaking of joining. And Kathy, who allows us to bring Radio Rotary to the public every week by being our sponsors.
Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Walk Hill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
My co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treebwasa, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.